Good afternoon and welcome to Glenbrook's latest podcast. This week I am joined by Martin Collins, who works for
Prolific North.
And what do they do, Martin?
Prolific North is a publishing and events company based here in Manchester.
And you are organising what at the moment?
The biggest thing that's happened to Manchester business ever. It's Digital City Festival, which is coming to Manchester next week, starting March the 9th.
Okay, interesting. So what is the Digital City Festival?
Digital City Festival is...
And should it be of interest in the real estate world?
Well, it should be of interest to anyone, because digital transformation is at the heart of everyone's existence nowadays, personally and professionally. And Digital City Festival does a number of things. One, it celebrates the strength of Manchester's digital tech and media sector, which is second only to London and the UK by a long way. It also gives a platform for businesses who are looking to scale and grow to come and meet experts in digital transformation across a broad variety of subjects, like tech, marketing, e-commerce. The third thing it does is brings that community together in a real context. So, you know, since GDPR, you can't email everyone all the time anymore. You've actually got to go out and find reasons to meet people.
Yeah.
So it's becoming a bit old school, really. We need to create the platform for people in business to meet and connect and, you know, find ways to work together, innovate.
Okay. Interesting. So on the festival, the conference itself, it's being held at
it's a week long series of activities across the city centre.
Yeah.
So there are different events happening in different venues at different times all across the week, but the cornerstone of Digital City Festival is the expo, which is being held at Manchester Central on March the 11th and 12th.
Yeah, the old GMX. Yeah, okay. And how many people are sort of exhibiting?
We'll have about 100 businesses exhibiting.
Wow.
Covering tech, e-commerce, marketing and media. Additionally to that, we've probably got about over 150 individual speakers.
Okay.
Across a variety of theatre spaces in the hall over the 2 days.
Anyone in there that's sort of noteworthy that we should know about on the speakers, other than yourself, I presume?
I won't be speaking.
Right.
We've got some really high-powered individuals, particularly from the city, in fact. So the chair of Manchester GMCA, Great Manchester Combined Authority, the digital lead for that is Elise Wilson.
Right.
And she's chairing a talk in the keynote theatre on how AI and data is going to help Manchester achieve its ambition of being carbon neutral.
Okay, yeah.
So it's a really important topic globally, but specifically for Manchester, because we've got ambitions which are more advanced than the UK generally. And it's a positioning piece for Manchester globally that we're taking the lead in that low carbon agenda. Also doing a similar exercise with a panel that's backed by the Business Growth Hub and Midas, the Inward Investment Agency.
Yeah.
Doing a very similar exercise, but on the subject of cybersecurity.
Yeah.
And again, Manchester taking a global lead in how we make the internet safer for all of us.
Okay. So you know, if I wanted to go along, I could just sort of wander up and walk in and look around, or would I need to register first?
It's better if you register first, because it just saves you queuing at the door.
Yeah.
But people are welcome to turn up and register on the day.
Yeah.
It's free. It's free to come. So yeah. There's no real barrier to entry. And the Manchester Central is a venue. It's the most accessible in the country.
Is that right?
I believe so. You know, I go to lots of events in different expos, and you know, Olympia in West London, there's no tube stop that's near it. You've got to walk about a mile and a half from the nearest tube, and
yeah,
which is fine. You need your 10,000 steps, but it's if you're in a hurry, you know, you don't want that extra 20 minutes either end of your journey. Or XL, you know, which is the biggest venue. It's right at the end of whatever that new line is down at Canary Wharf, and takes forever to get there.
Yeah. Okay.
Manchester Central, heart of the city.
Okay. So that's interesting. So that leads me into sort of what I really want to talk about is how a company like yourself, in promoting something like this, how you go about, and how easy is it to promote Manchester as a location? Because I think in the real estate industry, we aren't the best at marketing and marketing locations. We think we are, but when you look at other industries, I think we come a distant second and third. So, are there any lessons we can learn from you in marketing Manchester as a location?
Well, that's a toughie. Thanks, Chris. What we found with creating Digital City Festival, it sort of deliberately doesn't have Manchester in it, because we want to draw attention to the fact that it's a digital city.
Okay.
And that's what's interested people. So given that this event, it's the first time we've run it. We've run exhibitions and done lots of events in the region over the last 4 or 5 years, but Digital City Festival is brand new this year. We only launched it in September, and in those few short months, the whole of the city and business has really got behind it. So it's gone from being nothing but an idea less than a year ago to being what will be the single biggest business event being held outside of London this year, and it's in Manchester, for really good reasons, because Manchester, as I mentioned before, has got this globally credible digital tech and media community. There's like 85,000 people working in the city in digital. It's worth about £5 billion a year to the economy.
Yeah,
it's substantial. Then when you factor in things like costs to run a business in Manchester compared to London, for example, it's probably, 20, maybe 40% cheaper to run a business here than it is in London. So one of the things we're doing with Digital City Festival is we're attracting international companies who are looking at the UK as a new market opportunity. And, you know, the work that Midas is doing, the new investment agency, particularly the Department of International Trade, we've been working with them to help identify those companies who want to establish a presence in the UK and where's the best place for them to do that. And Manchester is ticking so many boxes for them over London, and particularly in the e-commerce world, primarily because of costs. It's, you know, it's, you get more value in Manchester. But all other factors, it's, you know, Manchester is being seen as a highly desirable place to live. And it's got a really cosmopolitan mix of people. You know, it's a properly modern city. Economically very strong, but uniquely, it's the right sort of size for you to have a really credible event in that involves everyone, because everything's pretty close. You know, you can dive out between venues.
Yeah.
You have things like London Tech Week, which is a massive thing, but, you know, one event might be in Canary Wharf, and the next event might be in Fulham, and it just takes forever to get between the two. Yeah. But in Manchester, you don't really have those issues. So you asked me about...
So obviously you're saying that's a USP. So connectivity within the city centre is a selling point.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's connected globally as well because of the airport and the fabulous Northern trains. But selling Manchester, in my experience, it's been selling itself forever. since it emerged in the first industrial revolution. What's happening at the moment is interesting because in tech they talk about the fourth industrial revolution. They talk about revolution 4.0. And Manchester is looking to take a lead role in this revolution in the same way that it did in the first one.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting for it, well, to me it's interesting. On Monday morning we have an event to open the festival week. And speaking at that is the mayor, Andy Burnham.
Yeah.
Because it's important to the mayor and his office that Manchester is a leading European digital city. And he's been really supportive of us. We've also got Jo Graham speaking, and she's the chief information officer for Boohoo. Boohoo, of course, global brand, Mancunian, born and bred. You know, fabulous success story that entirely sums up Manchester digital, global, and you know, and they sell clothes, but they're a tech company.
Yeah.
You know, e-commerce company, doing great things from Manchester. And so that opening event is going to be held in the Nasty Gal offices in the Northern Quarter, and it's in one of these old buildings that you equate with, you know, Manchester's emergence in the first industrial revolution. And there's a sort of nice little bit of poetry there that we're announcing Manchester's position in this new industrial revolution in a building that has all these echoes of the very first.
Yeah. No, that's good, and the northern quarter, rightly or wrongly, in our world, gets associated with these young up and coming trendy tech companies. So I get the poetry reference there.
That's odd you say that about the northern quarter, because Manchester is full of pockets of emerging talent. Over at Salford and Media City, and organisations like The Landing and the tech incubators there, Manchester Science Partnerships, you know, the Oxford Road corridor,
yeah,
Spinning Fields, Enterprise City, the stuff they're doing to attract tech talent to the city. There's an awful lot going on across the whole of the city region, which is attracting people. We've got two challenges in. Well, the big challenge for tech companies is access to talent. It's finding the people who are going to do these jobs in digital transformation. And the workforce of today, no one has a job for life anymore. You know, you develop skills, and those skills might enable you to work for a web development agency for a little while, and then go and work for a bank for a little while, and then go and work for whoever.
Cross sectors.
Cross sectors. It's the digital skills that give you this sort of this mobility. And so Manchester's got real strength in its universities and their science and technology degrees, and we're churning out sort of 100,000 or so students every year with degrees in. The city needs these people to stay, and but also we need to attract talent from elsewhere. So
just on that, so the common perception is Manchester is one of the better locations for keeping its talent, for retaining graduates in the city. Would you sort of confirm that, or could it do more?
I think it can always do more, but it's a global issue, you know, talent. And the teaching of digital and tech, the whole education piece is hasn't got that right yet.
Yeah.
You know, there's no quick fix to this. But if you have a city that's got four great universities churning out, students with the right sorts of qualifications, you're going to be in a better place than a city that's specialising in other disciplines.
Yeah.
And you know, science and tech has always been a strength for Manchester. You know, recently things like graphene, going back to Turing, and it's got long history and tradition of being science stroke tech strong. And because it's, you know, being seen now as this incredibly vibrant modern European city, it's attracting people.
Yeah.
From elsewhere.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Yeah.
And big businesses are, you know, this Manchester is now the home to people like I was about to say GCSE, the GCHQ.
Yeah.
The
we're allowed to mention that on a podcast or
GCHQ.
Yeah.
We just haven't.
Yeah.
The so GCHQ used to be based in outside Cheltenham.
Yes.
In the woods, in the middle of nowhere, eavesdropping on everyone, doing what they do.
Yeah. Now it's just around the corner from where we sat.
Yeah. Now it's in the heart of a modern European cosmopolitan city, because they need access to talent that represents the sort of people they need to understand. So, and they've chosen Manchester. Really good choice, I think. And you know, other companies as well, BAE Systems, Land Rover, Jaguar Land Rover, I should say, the Microsoft, IBM, Google, Amazon have just opened an office.
Glenbrook.
Never heard of them. Amazon just opened an office, 600 people. You know, Arm, there's a company called Arm, the Intel, the chip manufacturer.
Yeah.
They've got, I can't remember the numbers now, but they're looking to treble their workforce in the centre of Manchester over the next 2 or 3 years. So, you know, that must relate to real estate opportunities.
So just sort of going back to sort of promoting Manchester, is there anything that you've done that you wouldn't do again? As in, what are the sort of do's and don'ts of promoting an event in Manchester and promoting Manchester? Anything? Oh, there's no point mentioning that. I can't, you know, sort of thing. Or is there anything that people really hook into?
I try and avoid the obvious traps. So don't go on about Manchester City or Manchester United.
Yeah.
Don't go on about the Happy Mondays. Or, you know, there are just some really easy references that too many people just slip into.
Yeah.
And, you know, Manchester's much, much more complex and richer culturally than those reference points. That's the thing that's worked for Digital City Festival, is that no one else had claimed that Digital City badge. And, you know, Manchester has that now, nationally and globally. We got the domain name. No one else can have that name.
Right, okay.
It's lots of people think they're marketeers when they're not, because and I'm not. You know, I've got a girl called Charlie Robinson. Forgot her name. Charlie Benson. There are three Charlies work for our organisation.
Okay.
I'm not senile. So Charlie Benson, proper marketeer, you know, understands that the relationship between marketing and sales and brand positioning and brand awareness. And she'd agree with me. You've got to avoid the obvious when you're marketing something. You've got to focus on your USP. So our USP is that we're a digital city. And what we're creating around that is a festival that celebrates that and builds a platform for people to come together and make new connections and find new talent and find new suppliers. And that can't happen in a virtual world.
Yeah.
You know, all this technology is actually leading us to a place where we actually need to come together to meet in person.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I mean, I'm certainly gonna wander along next week. And on the basis that MIPA has been,
no one's got an excuse not to come now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you might have quite a few lost-looking surveyors and developers going to have a wander around and finding out what it's all about.
We can put up an impromptu mini MIPIM.
Yeah. I wonder if anyone's thinking of that. Right. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Martin, brilliant. Thank you. And I've certainly learned a few things and certainly got some tips there. So thank you for your time and good luck with the event.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much, Chris.